The Philadelphia Church of God presents The Life and Teachings of Jesus Christ with Stephen Fleury.
Brethren, I have been struck with a lot of false knowledge too, up until age 34. And at age 34, I was challenged. And I began to study the Bible because I wanted to prove that what the churches all say and what had been taught me in one of the very highly accredited and the word I want, responsible or highly esteemed Protestant denominations. And I began to study the Bible. And I began to see that the Bible said precisely the opposite of those things I believe.
Now, Jesus Christ is the living Word of God. The Bible is the printed Word of God. The only difference is one was a person talking and the other is in writing, but it's the same truth, exactly. Now, Christ in person is the personal Word of God. He is the spokesman of God, who is the Logos in the Greek language of the New Testament, who was with God, the one who does the speaking of the Godhead. But the Bible is the Word of God in writing, the Word of God in print.
The Bible is the Word of God in print. It's Jesus Christ in print. That's Herbert Armstrong. We're at his 40-year anniversary, the anniversary of his death back in January of 1986. And those are some powerful words to return to as we think about the Bible and how important it is and how we need to be immersed into it. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to The Life and Teachings of Jesus Christ. On this program, we carefully examine the only reliable source of information about Jesus Christ and his teachings, and that would be the Bible, as you just heard there. Jesus Christ in print. Mr. Armstrong talks about this in the last book that he wrote in the final year of his life, the final year of his 57-year ministry, Mystery of the Ages. He says in this wonderful book, and we're going to be offering this book at no cost or obligation on today's show, he said in this book, the Bible is the basic mystery of all. He goes through all seven mysteries. But before he gets into those seven mysteries, he says about the Bible early on, he says the Bible's the biggest mystery there is because people don't know the Bible. They don't understand the Bible. Everybody disagrees on what it means or doesn't mean. A lot of people read into it. So many sermons, they're built around scriptures that are twisted or distorted or taken out of context. Why won't we just let the Bible interpret itself? As you heard there in the cold open, Herbert Armstrong was challenged early on in his life. He didn't grow up as a religious man. I mean, he was religious in a general sense. But when he was challenged on the truth about the Sabbath or evolution, he really went into the Bible and saw what God said or didn't say. He became a Bible scholar, Herbert Armstrong. The Bible, he says, is the basic mystery of all. Jesus was the Word in person. The Bible is the same Word in print. Jesus Christ is the personal Word of God. He in person taught the original 12 apostles and the apostle Paul. It says the Bible is the same Word of God in print today. Thus, it was the same Jesus Christ who taught both the original apostles, the apostle Paul beginning in AD 27, well, the apostles, the original ones before Paul, and 1900 years later beginning in 1927 with myself. I mean, really, the study began in 1926. We're at the 100-year anniversary of Herbert Armstrong's conversion to the truth, the 40-year anniversary of his death. He was the most popular televangelist of his day. And a lot of the critics try to bury that truth. A lot of the people that didn't like the fact that he spoke the plain truth, they've tried to bury the truth about Herbert Armstrong. His successors, as many of you know, I mean, they came along after he died and they tried to bury this truth, this book, that helps you understand the Bible. It explains the meaning of the Bible. Mr. Armstrong said, you know, read this book along with your Bible and come to know the truth. Jesus Christ in print. Let me read to you what it says in Ephesians 4, verse 15. Now, on this program, we're going to try to get as much as we can directly from the Gospels. But as you heard there in the cold open, the entire Bible is Christ in print. So you basically have in this book the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ. It says in Ephesians 4, verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. God's purpose is that we grow up in Christ. We're to live like Christ. That's what true religion is. It's not shallow talk about Christ. It's living the way Jesus lived. It's not talking about Christ endlessly. It's doing what Jesus Christ did, following in his steps. Perfect in Christ. Verse 21, notice this. It said, this is still Ephesians 4. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, the truth is in him. And so we look to the Word of God. We look to the example of Christ. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, the life. Look at all of the fake and phony narratives that you see constantly. I mean, journalism is dead and politicians are just out there spouting off on any given subject without even really knowing the truth. And no one looks to the Bible for guidance. No one looks to the Bible as a lamp that can shine on their path so they know where they're going. Jeremiah the prophet said, it's not in man to direct his own steps. We need God's help. And God gives it to the students of the Bible. Now, there's more to it than just reading the words. As I'll cover on today's show, I mean, you have to have a right attitude. You have to be led by the Spirit. God has to open our minds. But that's what happened back in 1926. God was opening Herbert Armstrong's mind to the truth. And he then proceeded for the next 60 years to follow in the steps of Christ. Now, that doesn't mean he was perfect or that he never made mistakes. He did. But he admitted them when mistakes happened, quite unlike so many preachers today. It's one of the hardest things for human nature to do, to admit being wrong and to turn to God in repentance. This is from an article that was built around one of my father's programs back in 2019. It says, how can you live by every word of God unless it's written down in the Bible? He's commenting on Matthew 4 and verse 4, where Jesus, in this titanic battle of the ages, here the devil came along and was quoting scripture of all things, misquoting, taking it out of context. And Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I mean, that's how important this book is. God wants us to know every word. He doesn't want us to let one word drop to the ground. We'll see that a little bit later. It says, how are you going to live by every word unless it's written down in the Bible? If you're commanded to live by every word of the Bible, then this book must be Christ in print. Christians aren't required to live by every word of any other book because no other book is God's inspired word. All scripture, Paul said to Timothy, is given by inspiration from God. God inspired this book. That's how important it is. And you can see why. Satan has done everything in his power to try to blot it out or to twist and distort the meaning. Everybody's got a different interpretation. John 17 and verse 17, this was at that final Passover that Jesus observed. He said in John 17, 17, sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. This is Christ praying for the disciples, the true disciples, the students. That's what a disciple is, a student. Students of God's word, students of Jesus Christ, followers of Christ. That's the meaning of Christian, the term Christian, a follower of Christ. In Romans 8, Paul talks about being led by the Spirit. That's what makes you a Christian. Following the example set by the Master, following in the steps of Christ. And happy for us, I mean, he gives us that life, those teachings, in this one book. And it's a bigger book, but it's so valuable. Daily study. Prove all things, Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5. Prove everything and hold fast. God doesn't say, he doesn't say that about any other book. But with this one, it's different. Live by every word. Live by the word of God. There's a verse in Luke 24. It says, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. You see, it takes a miracle from God together with a willingness to diligently study. And then your mind can be open to the truth. The truth of the Bible. We're here in John 17. Notice verse 18. It says, as you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, verse 19 says, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It says that in John 8. Here Jesus says, sanctify them through the truth. Your word is truth. That word sanctify, it means to set apart. Set them apart. Make them special, unique. God's people. Followers of Christ, the truth of God is what sets us apart. That's how we can live the way God lives in this very evil world. How can you understand the Bible? We're going to go through a few points. I don't know how much time I'll have for all of these points, but we can revisit this on a later program. But first of all, you have to, just as Herbert Armstrong did, you have to crave understanding. You have to desire this truth. You have to be like the Bereans in Acts 17, who searched the scriptures daily. They searched. They diligently searched. My father in Malachi's message talks about, you know, those Bereans being more noble. Well, it just says that in the scriptures. Than those in Thessalonica, because they searched the scriptures daily. You have to have a willingness to study, to dig, to excavate. Matthew 7 and verse 7, Jesus said, this is on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. It says, for everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. We have to go to God. I mean, God knows what we need. He knows it before we even ask him. But he wants a father-son relationship. He wants an intimate relationship. He wants you to fall in love with the words of the Bible, to love Jesus Christ, his teachings, the uniqueness, the power, the authority that's there in Scripture. Go to God and ask. Ask him for understanding. Ask him to bless your Bible study. Ask him to stir that fire in your bones, as the prophet Jeremiah said, so that you can be really fired up for God's truth. Listen to this clip again from Herbert Armstrong back in the 1980s, clip two.
And you know, I got very ambitious. I knew right then, I was only 5 years old, what I wanted to be when I grew up. I was sure to be a Philadelphia lawyer. I was always asking what he calls so many tomfool questions. He got so tired of answering them, he said I'd become a Philadelphia lawyer when I grew up. Well, I always wanted to know why. And I wanted to know how. I was always asking questions like that. I wanted to understand. I always craved understanding.
And so when he had his mind open to the truth, he's talking there about being a little boy and his father kind of poking fun at him because he craved understanding. He wanted to know why. And then when he's challenged later in life on the truth of the Bible, he dug into it. 6 month night and day study. He writes about that experience in this book, Mystery of the Ages, early on, when he's talking about the greatest mystery being the mystery of the Bible. He's talking about that in relation to how God opened his mind to understand the truth of the Bible. He's featured, by the way, because of the anniversary of his death, 40 years now. 40 years ago, this month, he's featured on the latest issue, the Trumpet Magazine. And you can get to a free subscription of this by calling the operators or the number on your screen. But we're also going to make this special offering. We don't offer our Royal Vision magazine very often on television. But this is, again, there's deeper spiritual understanding in this issue, and also in this particular one, you know, the example of Herbert Armstrong and how he really did dig into the Bible, the truth of the Bible. And he called his publication, his flagship publication, The Plain Truth. And then the other one that they sent out to members and coworkers was called The Good News. It was built around the gospel message. That's what gospel means, good news. You can subscribe to both of these magazines. The Trumpet comes out 10 times a year and Royal Vision comes out 6 times a year. And there's no cost or obligation. Together with Mystery of the Ages, I mean, you'll develop quite a library where you can dig into the truth of God, where you can search the scriptures. John 5 and verse 36, it says, this is Jesus speaking, "But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me." It says, "You've neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape, and you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, him you believe not." I mean, Jesus encountered this everywhere that he went. People didn't believe. They didn't accept the truth. They had their own ideas about what was righteous, what was religious. Notice verse 39. Jesus says, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." These Pharisees, you see, they considered themselves to be disciples of Moses. But then Jesus came along and they persecuted Jesus. And Christ basically says, these books that some of you study, they testify of me. There's all these prophecies about the first coming of Jesus Christ. And there's 100+ more about the second coming of Christ. And how many people believe that? How many people anchor their faith to these prophecies of God? The Bible interprets itself. The books of the Bible testify of Jesus Christ. Verse 45, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust." They were really rebuked by their own Bible. Verse 46, it says, "For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?" Now, Moses wrote the first five books of the Old Testament. And notice Jesus said, Moses wrote of me. I mean, all of this pointed to Jesus Christ, the Son of God in the flesh. It all pointed to family, the God family, a father-son relationship. John 1 says that Christ was in the bosom of the Father, and he came to declare the Father, to tell us about the Father. He told us, "I can't do anything of myself. It's God in me. Of myself, I can do nothing." He had a close and intimate relationship with God the Father, and that's the relationship that God wants with you. And it's not, as my father has explained in the God family vision, it's not enough for God to just tell you these are the teachings or this is the purpose, this is the plan work that's being worked out here below. They demonstrated the plan in Christ. He came in the flesh and he lived the way of God. He looked to God. He was filled with God's Spirit. He observed and kept the commandments. He spoke the truth. He expounded upon the truth. And to begin with, in your study of God's truth, you've got to really crave understanding and want to understand why so many powerful questions asked, even right here on the cover of Mystery of the Ages, where Mr. Armstrong says, "Did you ever ask yourself, who am I? What am I? Why am I?" You're a mystery. People don't know. They don't know their purpose. They don't know why God created man. They don't know what God is working out here below. You can know if you're hungry. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talked about being hungry and thirsty for righteousness. He talked about being a seeker of the kingdom of God and righteousness. Knock and God will answer. In the Proverbs, it says, Proverbs 2, verse 3, Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shall you understand the fear of the eternal and find the knowledge of God. That's what you see in this special issue of the Trumpet Magazine. That's what you learn about, in particular with this issue of Royal Vision. It points you to Herbert W. Armstrong, who lived it. He submitted to it. And once he got into it, I mean, he talks about his six-month night and day study, but he says after he was convicted and became baptized and received the Spirit of God following that six-month night and day study, he said that that love affair with God's truth, it never, ever, ever ended. He loved the truth of God. He craved understanding from God. He searched the Scriptures daily. He approved all things and held fast to that which is good. He talks again about, you heard there about how he had this craving for knowledge and understanding. Here he is talking about when he was challenged back in 1926, and that just got him immersed into the truth of God, the Word of God. This is clip 3.
55 years ago, I was challenged. I had to prove to myself, does God even exist? I'd always supposed he did. I'd been brought up from childhood to believe in God. Now I went into a study of evolution. And I went into an in-depth study, and I studied Darwin and Huxley and Haeckel and Spencer and all of those fellows. But I proved that that was wrong. And I proved that God is real, and that God does exist, and that God is creator. And then I looked into the Bible. And I studied it intensively and in depth. And I put it to every test. And I proved to myself Doesn't make any difference whether I prove it to you or not. You can prove it to yourself if it means anything to you. Or do you care about your life and about your existence and about your eternity? I proved that this word is God speaking. The Bible is God speaking.
And you can prove it too, as he said there. If it means anything to you, do you value the Holy Scriptures? Are you willing to let God guide you in your study? In Mystery of the Ages, he talks about, you know, this book being a book that puts the puzzle pieces together. Isaiah 28 talks about the truth being here a little, there a little. I mean, you can't come to an understanding of God's word by just reading the Bible from cover to cover. There's some benefit to that, obviously. But you need God to put it all together. Peter said that no prophecy of Scripture is by or of any private interpretation. You've got to let God interpret it. You've got to let the Bible interpret itself. It's the Word of God in print. It's Jesus Christ in print. And it's the most valuable, the most valuable thing that you can immerse your life, your mind, your study into. And with the other literature that we make available on this program, I mean, you really can come to a deep understanding of God's truth. In a later program, we'll talk about the attitude and about just being surrendered to God's word, to God's truth. Make sure that you call our operators today. You can request Mystery of the Ages and also subscribe not only to the Trumpet Magazine, but also to Royal Vision. Well, that's all that we have time for on this particular episode of The Life and Teachings of Jesus Christ. We thank you for joining us on today's show, and we hope to see you again next time.
Christianity is supposedly a Bible-based religion, but most traditional Christian beliefs do not align with what God's Word actually says. The Bible is the basic mystery of all. Order your free copy of Mystery of the Ages to unlock the deep mysteries of the Bible. Learn the answers to the most basic questions mankind has asked for centuries. Read the autobiography of Herbert W. Armstrong to discover the thrilling tale of a man who proved the Bible was God's Word, and then built his life around that knowledge. The Royal Vision magazine provides dynamic biblical insight into the meaningful, rich, and rewarding way of life described in the Bible. Study this Christian Living magazine for practical, everyday instruction on how to develop a meaningful relationship with God, build a godly family, and become a successful Christian. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Order now.